Today's shir of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Tzadi Ches Sif Yud Dalet. Okay, this is a little more practical, because as we said before, people shecht, at least used to shecht 100 years ago live chickens, and I can see maybe on a kibbutz you want to have a nice good, a nice fresh chicken, or maybe when we retire we have a ranch, we'll want to shecht a nice fresh chicken on Yom Tov. So again, cows are going to probably be a little messy to do on Yom Tov, but an oaf could be practical. So he says, Lo yishchot adam chaya v'oaf b'yom tov. A person should not shecht a chaya or an oaf. Now, as you know, there's a difference between a chaya and a behemoth. A chaya, like something like a deer, as opposed to a cow, has a different status with respect to one very important, a couple of halachas, but one of the very important halachic differences between a chaya, in which it's more similar to an oaf than a behemoth, is that both a chaya and an oaf require what's called kisui adam. You have to, after the shechita, you have to cover the blood. If you ever saw a shechita of a chicken, let's say during kaparas, you'll see the shechet, right, has to cover the blood with afar, with either dirt or ash. So he says, you should not go ahead and shecht a chayer or an oaf on Yom Tov unless you have already yeshlo afar muchan. You need to have dirt that is muchan, that is already prepared from before Yom Tov, because if it's not prepared before Yom Tov, it's muksa, and you're not allowed to move muksa, and therefore you would not be able to go ahead and shecht the animal, right? Unless you went ahead and had the afar muchan already set and ready to go from before Yom Tov, because then you would not have any muksa. The afar would be non muksa because you were making it, you made it ready to go, a bit of fork there, he's experienced being making rocks with the Meyasharim guys, he knows how to go ahead and do it. Okay, so if you go ahead and you are making the upper, you're good. So look at Mr. Brusiv cut and samach test, chaya v'of, shesrichin kisui v'adam. Both a chaya and an oaf requires, as we said, kisui adam. So therefore, you need to have afar siv cut and ayin, you need to have afar muchan. Why do you need to have afar muchan? So it's not muksa. And he says, not only that, yeah, afar tichuach. The afar, besides being muchan, has to be already ground up and broken up. Can't be in blobs. Sheyuchal l'chasos bo. It has to be ready to go, like dirt, that you could just go ahead and cover the blood with it. Lo yitztarech l'chashena. It can't be where you're going to require grinding it. Because if you're crying grinding, the k'tishas regavim, hu malacha gemura. That's a full-blown malacha. In other words, besides the fact that the afar has to be made ready and muchan to be used for covering the blood of Shechita from before Yom Tov, you can't just go ahead and be making a glob of dirt. It has to also be prepared that it's already ground up. Because even if you prepare it to use, it's not meaningful. Because it's still going to be mukta, machmas, the fact that you had to go ahead and grind it in order to get it into dirt. So even if somehow it became dirt afterwards, it had to have already been ground and muchan, ready to go on Yom Tov. And for sure, you can't go ahead and grind it, because that's malacha. Okay, that's malacha on Yom Tov. Lahud Rabbi Yom Tov. Uha din be'efer shel hasaka. The same thing would apply if we're going to see coming up in the next halacha, you could also do kisi hadam with ash. Shehusak mi ba'od yom. Let's say you have you made a fire out of wood before Yom Tov, and now the ash is already there from before Yom Tov. So once this ash already there from before Yom Tov, that's considered muchan for use. Ash has, ash has usages, so therefore, it's already muchan, as we're going to see coming up, as long as the fire burned before Yom Tov, and the ash was already made and ready to go before Yom Tov, it's already considered muchan for this job. So he says, right, the mistama muchan hu l'chol tashmish, kilkame b'sif tezvav, like we're going to see coming up in sif tezvav, if ash was made into ash, it was burnt up and made into ash before Yom Tov, it's considered muchan for usage, for any usage. If he has dirt that he was making set aside for usage, or ash, which is seemingly innately set aside for usage from before Yom Tov, yitaltenu v'yaniach lemata b'makom sheyishchat, he can take it and put it below the place of shechita. V'achar hashechita yichasenu bam gam lemala, and after the shechita, you can cover it also above. So he says, once you have once you have ground flour that you, not flour, ground dirt that you made into, right, ground dirt, and you made it mukhan for usage, or afer. So what you do is, you already lay it out under the chicken that you're shechting, and or the chaya, if you happen to have a deer, and you let the blood fall on top of either the afer or the afer that's mukhan, and then you cover it on top. Why? Because you need to have this, okay, ground up dirt or afer on both sides of the blood, below and above. That's what he's saying for the kisei adam. Now, what happens if he didn't do this? What happens if he shechted it on a regular cement, you know, or even a hard, like, you know, dirt street, but it wasn't soft ground up dirt, and so you shechted right on top of the street. Yesh dam harbe, and there's a lot of blood. Yitol ktsas mimenu, v'yitnu ba'afar tichuach v'yechaseu. Then what you have to do is take a little bit of the blood and, okay, put it on soft dirt and then cover it. In other words, you don't have to go ahead and cover all the blood from below and above. To be yote, you need to minimally have dirt below and above some of the dam of the shechita. Once you do that, you're yote. However, if the blood already dried up, you got to be careful, because if the blood already dried up and you have to go ahead and scrape it, that's usher to do on Yom Tov. Why? The Shema Asa Asi La Shvuye Gumos. Because that might come, right? That's usher the Rabbanan to scrape. You're not allowed to scrape the ground, because you might go ahead and, if you said the Rabbanan, right? You're not allowed to even like sweep a dirt street, because you might make gumos, which is malacha. It's either binyan or harisha to make holes in the ground. So that's what he's saying. You're not allowed to go in and scrape the blood off. So basically what he's saying is, ideally if you could put, let's say, below the chicken, okay, below a chicken, you could go ahead and put enough of this soft dirt or ash below. That would be the ideal. Okay, but if you have, you know, let's say you don't have enough or whatever, so then what you can do is, while the blood is still wet, okay, take some blood and plop it onto some soft dirt and then cover it on top, and then you will yaitse. If you were shechting a deer, you'd probably have to pull that move, because you're going to need a lot of dirt to get to cover, to have all the blood plop on that one. Okay, let's move right there. So then we move to Sif Katan Ayin Aleph. So what did the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch said you have to have afar muchan mi ba'od yom. You have to have afar that is already, you know, ready to go to serve as afar to cover the blood from before, so it's not muksa. Look what he says. He says, because if you decide you want to go ahead and dig up the dirt road, okay, and dig up the dirt road on Yom Tov, right, or dig up, the field in order to go ahead and cover the blood, there's two isurim that are going to exist. Yesh bezet trei isure. Echad mishum chafira skuma. Number one is, you're not allowed to dig up a ditch. It's aser. Number one, so you can't dig it. The echad mishum tiltul ha'afar. And the other is, it's muksa. You're not allowed to go ahead and move the muksa. Umasha kasab. So that's why you need both things. You need to have it, as we said, you need to have it as a ready dirt. So you don't have to do any malacha of digging. Okay? Also, we saw it has to be already crumbled, so you don't have to do grinding. And you have to be making it, so it's not muksa. You have to prepare it for usage. Umasha kasav im yeshlo chule etc. What he means to say is im ainlo lo yichaseyu ad erev. What he means to say is you should not do the kisui hadam until the nightfall. Hopefully, there'll still be some juicy blood left to go at by night. Tifkat and ayin bay. Oh, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Then he says, what happens in other v'shachat? What happens if he went ahead and he shechted, okay? And he didn't do what he was supposed to do, right? What he's supposed to do is he's supposed to have dirt ready to go. So he says like this, in yeshlo deker, if he has a shovel that's already, look what he says, ke'ein yaseid shel barzel, some type of, again, it's like a peg, but he really means like some type of a shovel, shechofrin bo'ez hakarka, that you dig up the ground with, that is not utzmi ba'od yom. You already have a shovel implanted into the soil, into the ground, from before Yom Tov, be'afar tichuach. You already have soft, let's say, topsoil. You see soft topsoil? You already made it into soft soil, okay, or dirt, from before Yom Tov, and you have the shovel already planted in it. You can go ahead and cover the blood that way with it. Even if you require a bunch of diggings of the soft dirt, shari, it's permissible. So what's going on over here? Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Okay, Sif Katan, Ayin Beis. Deker notes me ba'od yom. How does that help? It says Dal Yedei Zeh she notes had deker b'karka. So he's going to explain. The reason why this helps, his first opinion, the reason why it helps is, since the shovel is already in the ground, havalei hakarka kechafur va'omeid. It's like it's already dug up into what? Into soft soil and ready to be used for, ready to go for kisei adam. V'das kama poskim deba'inan sheyinotz behedya L'shem hachana l'tzorech machar. However, some poskim say, no, that you actually have to, more than just dig it up, that's not itself a sufficient hachana. Now, some say if you dig it up beforehand, and it's already soft, and the shovel is in there, it's like it's ready to be used. Like, what else is the shovel there for? Staying there in the ground, that itself is a hachana. Others say, no. He has to befeirish when he's digging it. He has to explicitly do it l'shem, using that dirt for the next day. In other words, the first opinion says the fact that it's soft and there's a shovel there, that like becomes like innately ready for that type of usage. And therefore you can use it without any real kavana for achana. Others say, no, it's only talking about where he was actually mechin with the what? With the deker, with the, when he puts the shovel and he starts digging it in and he plants the shovel in the soft soil, he's having in mind that I'm being making this soil for the next day for Kisei Adam. So the poskim ask, if you go with the second approach, then why was the guy Avar V'Shachat? He wasn't Avar V'Shachat. Because when he put the deker in there, he had already what? He already had soil that was Mukhan. So the poskim explained that even in that scenario, it's not going to be a muchan gamor. It's still like the same way in the first shot. Okay, it's muchan. It's not a muchan gamor that the chatchila. Okay, you should rely on it. But b'di'eved, if that's all you have, you could do that if you shecht it. Okay, you got that? Let's move right there. So then he says as follows. Sifkatan. Sifkat and Ayin Gimel. So he says you have to have this shovel already planted into the soil from before Yom Tov if you're going to want to go ahead and rely on this soft dirt. Okay? The Ba'afar Kasha, because if it was not already soft soil, halo sarech lichtosh, you're going to need to once again grind it from a glob of ground or whatever, into soft soil, in order to go ahead and cover it. It has to be ground up into soft dirt, and it would be usher to do, and that's usher to do, k'dom l'hel. The yafa gav did b'tikhuach nami halo ka'avid guma achshav bo'tzas ha'afar. So now he says as follows. We got a little problem, though, because even if he has the shovel already in there, but this dirt that he's digging out, isn't he now making a hole? He's making a hole in the ground when he digs out the dirt. And that's also to do on Yom Tov. He says, Ein bezeh iser doraisa. That's not, number one, that's not an iser doraisa. Okay? Because duhu melacha she'ein tzarech lagufa. As you guys know, this is the classic melacha she'ein tzarech lagufa. The melacha of digging is only when you're digging for the hole, not for the dirt. If you're digging for the dirt, that's what's called the malacha shantri chalagufa. It's patra avalas, it's only has to be the rabbanim. Not only that, the gamu mekalkel. Also, it's not even improving the ground. It's mekalkel. So, for two reasons, it's a rabbanim. So, v'tiru b'di'aved kisha shachat. and they were matter it b'di'eved when he already shechted mishum mitzvahs kisui, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui. Umashma me'aposkim the chashash guma, that this chashash of making a guma ain't ella kishaya rak me'at offer tichuach be'emtza v'saviv karke kasha. The whole concern at all for digging a guma is only if there's some hard ground around the soft soil, and therefore kishenote la'afar nishar guma, there's going to be some type of what hole that's remaining. Aval kishahaya afar tichuach harbe. However, if the shovel, you guys ever see it at a funeral, so you have all the dirt. So when you go ahead and you dig up some of the dirt, so you don't, it doesn't really, if it's a lot, it doesn't really leave a hole, because what happens is the dirt on the sides falls back in. So he's saying, in such a situation, it's not even a guma. If it's a lot of soft soil around it, ain't also guma benitilasa. You're not really making a hole in the ground when you dig it. As soon as you take the dirt, nishar afar achar begoa, other dirt goes and takes its place. Okay, so he says, number one, you only need this heter mishum mitzvah when there's going to actually be a guma left. And then it's mutter, because all you had was a melacha shenetzrich lagufa and mekalkel, which is also the rabbanon, which they matted here, mishum mitzvah. But he says, anyway, if it's totally soft soil, it would be mutter legamre. Umikom makom, he says, le'ini l'shchot l'chatchila, whoever he says, t'shech l'chatchila, afilu al smach afar kazeh, aser. He says, and even t'shech l'chatchila, to go ahead and rely on this type of afar is aser. Why? Number one, the ne'itzas deker eina hachana gemura. Like I told you before, the sticking the shovel into the dirt, that's not a full blown hachana lahotzi midei mukta, to take it out of mukta. Because at the end of the day, this situation, although it puts it into what we'll call only a quasi-mukta state, is only like quasi-mukhan, or it's only partially mukhan, it's not a full-blown non-mukta. They only allowed you to go ahead and do it b'di'eved if you already shechted. But you can't shecht to go ahead and rely on, as l'chadchila, to rely on going ahead and using this. Meaning, if you shechted and you happen to already have this shovel that's already in the ground, okay, then you can go ahead and rely on it. Now, it's interesting. If that's the case, and again, this is for Ian Shear, according to the second pshat, where he actually had kavana to go ahead and be making it, why did he have kavana to be making it? You have to say that I have kavana to be making it in case I forget, okay, to take dirt out of it and be making separate dirt. In other words, I'm being making the dirt with the shovel in case I forget to take dirt out and be making it separately. It's a little difficult. Anyway, let's move right there. Finishing up over here. So comes the Mishnah Berurah, and he says, so what you should do is, if you have this shovel in this soft dirt, so then you could dig it up and cover the blood with it. The kasu achronim, the achronim write, the afar tichuach hayaharbe ad shelo nase guma al yedei netilasa afar. The achronim write, if it was a situation where mamish, there was no tough soil around, it was all soft soil, yachol lechasos b'di'eved, you could go ahead and cover the blood b'di'eved shekvar shachat, if you already shechted, afilu lo ayasham deker nohutz mi ba'od yom. Even if there is no deker that is stuck in mi ba'od yom. In other words, what he's saying is, the achronim, from the Shulchan Aruch, it's mashma only if there was a deker. Comes the achronim and they say, yeah, it would be great if there was a deker. But at the end of the day, if there was no other choice, and mamish, all you had was pure, soft soil, and you weren't making it, but all there was just soft soil, and therefore the only issue now is mukta, they were matir b'di'eved. Again, this seems to be keneged the Shulchan Aruch, okay? But they seem to allow b'di'eved to even move soil. Again, you shouldn't do it, but you could go ahead and move You shouldn't shecht in a situation, but you could be the eved move the soil according to the Zachronim once you did shecht. Sif katan ayin hey. The Ramah said you could even do a bunch of diggings, meaning kishenat adeker lachana. Okay, when he went ahead, he says, and he stuck the deker, this shovel, in to be making the soil. Mistama daito hayal lahachin min haafar. Mistama, he had his das to go ahead and prepare the dirt. Kefi ashir sheyistarach lo lakisui. Okay, he, Pashtus, had in mind that I'm being mechin as much, I'm not just being mechin that which comes out of that one digging. Mistama, it was a hachana for however much dirt you need for blood coverage. Okay, the yesh me'achronim shesover. Others achronim say, the hachana sheichid mi'etmol lo mahani ela lo'oso deker shenat. Other achronim acholik on this Ramah and say that it's only going to be a good hachana for the actual deker, that one sticking in of the soil, shezminu lekach, because that's what he was. That's what the hazmana. That's what the preparation, the making it muchan is on. That one scoop out of the shovel. Avalolad gukor mechadash b'shvilzeh, but not to go ahead and dig out more. Again, is even if it's soft. The kol shekain la poskin shasov and datam de ba'ina deker notes in ba'od yom. And for sure, according to the post, it say the reason why you need the deker in there from before Yom Tov is because they should all yechshash chafir b'Yom Tov. But our post could say we want it in there because we're chayshesh. If it's not in there, maybe you'll be over what? Maybe you'll be over chafira from new. Then shita de asa lekor mechadash b'Yom Tov. And according to those opinions, for sure you're not going to allow to go ahead and do other diggings because it's only that one shovel that was stuck into the ground that we're allowing because we're not going to be concerned that you're going to do more digging. So it comes out, okay, this we finish. What comes out is lamaisa, what he's saying is that ideally you should have afar muchan from before Yom Tov. And if you don't have afar muchan from before Yom Tov, then he says the Pashup Shah, lo yishchar adam chayev ha'ov. But let's say you did it, so then we already saw Shulchan Aruch allows you to go ahead and cover it if you already had a deker, a shovel in soft soil. And the Ramah says you could even do multiple scoop outs. And basically having the deker in there, according to the Shulchan Aruch, avoids the fact that it's not muchan. Again, it's only going to help b'dieved because it's not a pure muchan, as we said. And we then saw the achronim that were makel, even if b'dieved, you do not even have the deker, as long as there is soft soil, you would be able to do the kisui hadam ad kan. And mitzvah Hashem, we should all one day be together on maybe live together back in Bivasaret and shecht one of those chickens in the chicken coop. L'chavad yamtif. Ad kan.